Good evening. It's Sunday. It's 9 p.m. for me, maybe not for you. And I've connected all the things, so let's have a radio show. Opening the show for us tonight was EKT with Imperial Boomerang. EKT standing for Expert Knob Twiddler. If you know, you know. They told me that they are a fan of early 90s, early warp, late 90s electronica, stuff like Aphex, Boards of Canada, Orteca, Squarepusher, Luke Vibert. I think that comes through in that music. That's very much my bag, and kind of When I was thinking about putting this show together in the first place, that was the kind of sound that was going through my brain. So delighted to include that one. What should I tell you about that? Oh, yes, this is an interesting thing. All of the music by EKT, certainly on this album, is recorded live to tape. He's going along and adding new tracks a few times a week to these albums. He's got 5 in total on his Bandcamp, and the last 3 each have 50 to 60 tracks of on them. So that's quite a lot of music. And his entire discography is 50 cents Canadian, which he tells me helpfully is about 35 cents US, which I'm going to guess is about 27p British. So that seems like something that might be worth adding to your shopping cart. And if you would like to do that, then hop on over to the show notes, either in your podcast player or at audiointerface.org, and there is a link to that and everything else that I'm going to be playing in the show today. It's Sunday night. Sometimes that makes you feel kind of sad. You know, when you start to think about what comes next, Monday, I hope that's not the case for you, but if it is, then this might help. This is by an artist called Sandrum, and it's a lovely uplifting thing called Dark Matter Dance. Keeping the good vibes going now, this is Impossible from Stefan Bohacek. That was Mutagen by OK Miracle. That is taken from an album I haven't written the name of down, New Old Loops. And that album is a blend of prickly and hissing sounds, complemented by piano parts. And as I always think to myself, a prickly hiss is like a welcome kiss. I don't think that to myself. That's not something I've ever said before, but prickly hissing sounds are nice, and if you like that sort of thing, the kind of sound that reaches into the deepest corners of your consciousness and leaves a curious aftertaste, as the artist puts it, then I think you will enjoy that album. And in fact, they've already sent me their follow-up album, which I enjoyed very much, so expect more from OK Miracle in the near future. Now then, it's time for release of the week. I've been meaning to make a jingle for this, but I haven't quite got there yet. So, release of the week. Today, the release of the week is by an artist called Super Destroyer, and it's called Nelson Comes to Visit. That is the name of both the album and the track that I'm going to play you now. And the whole concept of this album is that it's like a soundtrack to a lost Sega Genesis, or Mega Drive for UK listeners, game, in which, I guess, Nelson comes to visit. So the album is presented as a sort of soundtrack. It's available, as you would expect, digitally, But what is super cool is they actually put out a version of the album in a Mega Drive case with a Mega Drive cartridge, which had an NFC chip in it, which you could tap with your phone to then, I assume, be taken to somewhere modern to listen to it in a modern way. But very cool. Super Destroyer themselves are the co-owners of Lonely Ghost Records, which is a kind of quite a punky thing a lot of the time. But I think this kind of qualifies for this show because of the amount of electronics in it. I'll let you have a listen and decide for yourself. This is Nelson Comes to Visit. That was Deceiver by Invisible Squirrel, an artist who, by his own admission, has no personality to bother with. It's all about the bop. Now, I've not met the squirrel, possibly because he's invisible and therefore very hard to find, but I have spoken to him online a little bit, and I think you're doing yourself down, squirrel. I think your personality seems all right, and your tunes are good, so that helps too. Deceiver featured the vocals of Joe Ademar, and the single version of that you can find on Invisible Squirrel's Bandcamp page. It's Pay What You Want. There's also an extended version with extra synthy squelchiness, which is taken from Joe Ademar's album Two Magpie Day. So a couple of things for you to dig into there. What are we going to do now? Deep Truth. Deep Truth by Thought Theft. I've done that thing again where I forget a tune in the middle. I'll tell you about that in a minute, but first up, let's listen to Thought Theft. Actually, no, I've got time. So before Deceiver by Invisible Squirrel, there was a track called Cruise Night by Osaurus. You won't be able to remember this far back now, but trust me on this. And go back and have a listen, because it's very good. It's kind of 80s sounding. The beat's about to kick in on this one, so I'll just leave you to look that up. But do... Deep Truth. Deep Truth by Thought Theft there. A lovely little section in the middle that takes you to somewhere different. And then back with that bassy thing that for some reason reminds me of Dr. Dre. And I'm not being able to decide why. Now, it's time for us to rejoin Nelson, who is, as you'll recall, coming to visit. Or he's already arrived, in fact. And now he's going to take a trip over to Saturnville, which is the name of the second tune that I'm playing you from this album by Super Destroyer. Release of the Week is what I have decided it is. So there's a nice little reference, see if you can catch it, to Hall & Oates in this one. Always appreciated. Exhilarating. We're having a bit of a video gamey theme this evening. That was unintentional, but not unwelcome. You've just heard Game Boy Unbass by Lama, which is L-A-A-M-A-A, but probably not pronounced in the way that I've just done it, because, there's no way it's that. Unless it is. I don't know. Get in touch. Let me know. Either way, Lama makes a lot of chiptune demo scene video game influenced music with trackers and synthesizers, and I believe that track, Game Boy and Bass, was actually made on a Game Boy with actual original Game Boy hardware using the LSDJ piece of software. There's interesting videos and things you can see. Look it up. Prior to that, we had Rainbow by Hellstar Plus, who is an artist with a very exciting discography out there online. It sort of spans the range from dark, scary electronic things to quite light, comforting electronic things. And it's all Creative Commons license, I believe. And I think I'm okay in saying it's all pay what you want. I think it is. If you get there and it isn't, don't blame me. Right, let's take things down to a more relaxing place after those slightly more vigorous ones. This is a lovely piece called Autumn Forest Stories by Gregor Bohanek. The artist is Enzui, the track title is in Japanese, but according to my handy translator, it is Rorschach's Ghost. I think he was that blobs of ink in a folded bit of paper fella. So if you are a fan of Japanese hip-hop and glitch mashed up together, then the release that is taken from, Anona Rhythmic, is very worth your time. Highly listenable, much recommend. We are at the end of the show again, so thanks as always for listening. Thank you for sending your tracks in and your recommendations. Keep those coming in. We've got, as well as Forgotten Futures, which is this one, there's Disturbing Dreams, which is currently going out on Wednesday nights. I've done two episodes of that so far, both of which have hit the number two spot in Mixcloud's Global 100 for Dark Ambient Shows. Granted, it's not like, it's a niche, obviously, but still, number two out of 100 for the first two shows. That's pretty encouraging. I think we got to number three for Drone as well. So if you're into that darker side of things, which by judging by the submissions and messages I've been getting, a lot of you are, then certainly tune in for that one. There'll be another episode of Disturbing Dreams on Wednesday. And also coming up later in the month, in fact, on the winter solstice, I will be doing a winter solstice special in place of a Christmas show because, people don't... Well, there's enough of that, isn't there? So if you have any electronic music that you've made, which you feel that would fit in particularly well with the theme of winter solstice, coldness, probably a bit of creakiness, maybe some spookiness, then... send me that and tell me that you're sending it for the winter solstice special, and we'll get together for a sort of un-Christmas party on the 21st of December. Okay, I've got one more to play for you tonight. The artist is Rephaser, who is interesting because he puts out albums where he will use only a single piece of technology to showcase the facets of that. This track is called At the Cosmic Gate. It's taken from his Being album, and the whole thing is made on the new small and cheap Roland P6 sampler. So he was attempting to see if he could get the most out of it. By the sounds of this, nailed it. So this will be the last one for today, and I'll see you soon. Bye. Oh no, that's the one I played previously. It's the button on the other side. Bye.